You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, as we've been discussing, 5 years ago this day, April 25th, 2014, Flint's drinking water source was switched, setting the stage for the city's water crisis. And the city has struggled since. But as Michigan Radio Steve Carmody reports, Flint is showing signs of recovery.
It all began with an optimistic toast.
Here's to Flint.
Here's to Flint.
Here's.
With plastic glasses filled with tap water, Flint Mayor Dane Walling and other city and state officials toasted the switch of the city's drinking water source from Detroit's water system to the Flint River. The switch was intended to save money, but improperly treated river water damaged pipes, releasing lead into the city's drinking water. Outrage grew, and Flint residents took to the streets to voice their anger.
Flint lives matter!
After 18 months, government officials admitted the switch had been bungled. In October 2015, Flint was switched back to Detroit water. But Flint was left with thousands of damaged pipes, families surviving on bottled water, and a battered self-image.
Alrighty, so we are going to do some highlights today, freshen you up?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then did you
Stylist Dan Busilli is talking with a client in his new hair salon in downtown Flint. Dan and his husband, David Custer, opened their business last month in a rehab print shop. Custer, who's also a local TV anchor, says Flint is better off now than it was before the water crisis.
I say, and we joke now, that we have some of the best water in the entire country now. We have brand new pipes throughout our entire city.
Later this year, the city hopes to inspect the last of nearly 30,000 pipes connecting homes to city water mains. Crews are replacing old lead and galvanized service lines with new copper pipes. It's still common to see claims on social media that Flint still doesn't have clean water. However, tests have shown Flint's tap water has improved greatly since the depths of the water crisis. Now it's well within federal and state standards for lead, even better than many other cities. Though residents are still advised to use filters on their taps as the pipe replacements continue. Federal and state funds are helping Flint fix its broken water system, and that in turn is attracting business investment. Lynette Phillips is the Deputy Director of Small Business and Workforce Development for the City of Flint. She says this year the city has about $200 million in new business investment coming in, from new auto parts manufacturing to a new culinary school.
Of course, no one would ever want to experience this travesty that the city of Flint experienced, but we have to be where we are and to move forward from that.
But while businesses are moving forward, many city residents are having trouble. Flint's unemployment rate remains high, and median income is less than half the state average, with more than a third of city residents living below the poverty line. And it's not surprising to see long lines still forming outside churches during weekly bottled water giveaways. Flint resident Melissa Mays has been one of the loudest voices during the water crisis, but even she can see some silver linings.
In some ways we're better, in other ways we're forever poisoned, damaged, traumatized. That's not going to ever be better.
Flint still faces a long road to recovery. For example, it will be several years before studies will be able to show if drinking Flint's lead-tainted tap water affected the cognitive and behavioral development of thousands of young children. It is the future of those children that will determine if Flint truly emerges stronger from its water crisis. I'm Steve Carmody.